maintenance because we're an investment bank, but we do finance renewals. And we can do that with an upgrade, a modernization, make it more adapted to the future in all kinds of respects. That is what it should be about. And so we here are talking about corridor development, but I would also like to add corridor keeping, because if we don't pay attention, we may actually go backwards and not forwards. Next slide, please. So, summary. Damage reveals itself after climate events. Degraded existing infrastructure is more vulnerable. So maintenance and timely renewal should be a priority because prevention of damage is always better than repairing. That was my last slide.
Thank you very much, Brigitte. And that is very true what you ended up with. And fortunately, I can let you know that renewal is very much part of the work that is being done and undertaken also in EATL. So that's a tick the box. Very good. But yeah, one sheet that really sticks to mind is, of course, that collapsing bridge. And we see that more and more. So actually taking on board that resilience and having spoken to you earlier, getting insights. And I think that Shomik also mentioned that those flood management data, that is so important to bring to the table in whatever analysis or whatever.